Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, let's see. We talked about Christmas ads and stuff on the programme last year, but I want to take a look at end of year stuff because it is the last show before Christmas and we wanted to take a look back, basically, at some of the best music releases that came into the world this year. Similar to 2020, it's been a devastating year for musicians and performers on the live circuit, but that didn't get in the way of fantastic studio releases. Joining me now to chat about some of the best music released this year are broadcaster Kate Brennan-Harding and editor at Golden Plex, Stephen Byrne. You're both very welcome to the programme, folks. Don't know where to start, though. By the way, you can't cover everything, so you can text in your own favourites, 51552 or 80889 for those of you in the north. Kate, I'm going to start with you. What are some of your favourite albums of 2021?
I tell you what, trying to put this list together was an absolute nightmare because Graham rang me and I had to knock some off the list and I was like, I can't knock them off. But I'm going to start with Orla Gartland because for me, Orla Gartland's Woman on the Internet has been my favourite Irish album release of the year. All done by herself. I actually introduced Orla Gartland's music to a number of different people across different ages and every single person just came back, wow, I love this sound. It's kind of perfect indie jangly pop. She's got razor sharp lyrics. I think the album is produced perfectly. And yeah, I just like, there's a track called Zombie. I think you've got a clip and it's just gorgeous. I love it.
Zombie, Orla Gartland, Woman on the Internet. Give us one more, Kate.
Okay, go on. Well, I'm going to go across the pond over to a band called Dry Cleaning. Now, I was incredibly excited about their debut album, which came out in April, which I genuinely think feels like it was 5 years ago. The album is called New Long Leg, and I think you're going to play Scratch Out Leonard from it, but they are a post-punk, modern kind of take. Florence Shaw is the lead singer, and she just has this monotone drawl that's kind of menacing and mesmerising, and the lyrics are so witty and so funny, and that album for me has just made my year. It's brilliant.
Many years have passed, but you're still charming. Rose falling and exploding. You can't save the world on your own, I guess. Don't send me it. You keep it. You keep it.
Talky and scratchy, Kate, isn't it really? The whole album is really, it works like that though.
It works like that and it's absolutely brilliant. And like, they only formed as a band in 2018. They knew each other for years, but like, they were signed to 4AD, the legendary record label, and then released that this year. And as I said, like, before that they had like a few singles out and people were kind of going, oh, I really like this. And it's nice to have this edgy, jangly, indie sound again, back in the kind of in the mainstream, I guess.
Okay, New Long Leg is what it's called. That's Dry Cleaning, Woman on the Internet, Orla Gartland. Now, Stephen, how are you? Welcome to the programme. What are you looking at?
How are you, Dave? Happy Christmas.
And happy Christmas to you too.
I'm going to start off with Arlo Parks.
Yeah, and what, like, why? Do you like it, yeah?
Well, this is a no-brainer. Won the Mercury Prize. And
yes,
took the
that's
best
right.
album
yeah,
at
yeah.
the Grammys.
Yeah.
She shot the prominence last year with Black Dog. I kind of experienced the same dysphagia that Kate did when I was making this list of what was actually this year.
Yeah, that's always the way, for God's sake, yeah.
And most of her songs were, the big songs she had were actually 2020, but the album came out this year. And she's kind of shot the prominence because of a song called Black Dog, which examined mental health, which is obviously a big problem all over the world. And she's since kind of won a lot of acclaim for her depiction of being a young gay black woman growing up in the UK. And, you know, this whole, she's acquired this voice of the generation tag, which is a horrible thing to be numbered with. But when you see Black Dog, it's kind of easy to see why somebody has decided to say.
Just thinking of the fact that she won the Mercury Music Prize this year. Does the Mercury Music Prize mean as much as it used to, I wonder?
Not to me. I've kind of gone off all these kind of prizes, the Grammys.
Yeah,
the Brits,
do you know why? There's too many.
Things.
Do you know, there's about 90 categories in the Grammys. If you don't win one, you're a fool. Okay, here goes. Arlo Parks, Hurt.
I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt
Okay, for those, Collapsed in Sunbeams is what it's called. That's from Arlo Park. So give us the other one. Yeah, you have another one called For Those I Love. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the debut album from For Those I Love called For Those I Love. This is an incredibly powerful and poignant exploration of male friendship, which has just been crowned the album of the year by the Rolling Stone UK. Spurred on by the grief of losing his best friend, Paul Curran, to suicide, David Balfe has constructed a stunning, I mean, absolutely stunning cinematic tribute, weaving in childhood memories, both good and bad, voice notes and anecdotes from young adulthood, reminiscing about going out in the lash and going to football matches and stuff like that. And it's just really, really powerful. And I think it'll be a salve for a lot of people who have experienced this kind of grief and passing in their life.
Yeah, he was involved in a few Dublin bands as well in the past. David Balfe we're talking about here. For Those I Love, For Those I Love. And this track here is For Those I Love.
I have a love, and it never fades, from the space where we learned to be brave and face guards, grief and knaves, and late days that could shame and break saints with the weight of the city's hate from the smother estate. But every cent we could take went on the art that we'd make. We'd go straight through the day on a rake of empty plates, up to eight of us pooling 10 quid to make something great. So our love will never fade, our love will never fade.
Okay, Kate, we've got Orla Gartland and Dry Cleaning. What else?
Well, I just want to say around David Balfe's album, For Those I Love, I couldn't agree more. I think it's the most significant Irish album release in 2021. And I think it's a 2FM rising act as well. Just phenomenal. But let's go to Little Sims. Little Sims, for me, released this album, her fourth album. And you were talking about the Mercury Prize. I think being nominated for a Mercury is still a thing of standing. Yeah. I don't think winning it is relevant anymore.
Well, one of the things about being nominated is that, you know, a lot of people are trying to sort of separate the wheat from the chaff. And they say, okay, if all these people have decided that these are the 10 albums of the year, for the next 4 or 5 months, before it's announced as the winner, which I really don't care about, is what you're saying, which I get the point, then let's give it a blast and see. And also, they take up the, it's like the Booker Prize, you know, that'll be the 10 books in the shop window for, like, it all helps with the publicity, is what I'm saying.
Completely. And I think it exactly that. It's like it elevates you and it honours your work. And I mean, there are sometimes there are albums that have been left off lists, which I'd be like, oh, I think that's a shame. But I do think, you know, it's kind of a nod in the right direction, because you have to be honoured for your work and really sort of, you know, awarded in a way without being the main winner. I think
so
it is.
So Little Sims, it's the fourth album. Tell me about her or him.
So
or
Little Sims, fascinating character, fourth album. This one though truly is a masterpiece. I don't say that lightly. I think for me this is the album of the year. It's a musical feast, Dave. It's she is from London and she takes on her Nigerian heritage as well, and she interweaves it. There's Afrobeat, there's kind of soul, there's so much slick kind of production going on here as well, that it is all embracing, all powerful. I sat in bed this morning watching her music videos because they're just inspiring, and it's a visual feast. It's not just sonically. When you put her in your ears, it's amazing, but when you watch what she's doing with colour, with vibrancy and with important kind of message, she's trying to balance her own mental health and balance her need for validation as a rapper, as an artist, alongside Simbi. Which Simbi is
her
name.
Can I ask a question here? Is there anybody who doesn't have an important message? Anybody just having a laugh? Rocking out?
Just loads. Dry Cleaning or having a great laugh.
We hit the zoo. Once wasn't enough. Got an ocean full of knowledge. You could scuba dive. Miss Ethiopia can play so jazzy. They sit you down to school. You want Selassie. Tell them you're nothing without a woman. No. Woman to woman. I just want to see you glow. Tell them what's up.
Woman is what it's called. Sometimes I Might Be Introvert is what it's called. And that's called, that's from Little Sims. Okay, give us, you have another Irish one in there, Kate, do you?
I do. And I have this in because for me, it's been an album that has been a feel good bop. It's Houseplants with their album Dry Goods. And Houseplants are Paul Noonan from Bellex One and Dahi. And they've kind of got together during lockdown and created something, a musical project, as they call it. But it's gorgeous because it's not pretending to be anything other than just a dance feel good, enjoyable album. And they're the only band I got to, one of the only bands I got to see live this year. And I've just had this on in the background. It makes me feel like I'm about to go out, and it makes me kind of distracted away from the fact that I can't go out dancing so much anymore. But there's a song on it called Mannequin, which I love. And it's got kind of, I suppose, Paul Noonan can often be compared with David Byrne in terms of some of the way he sings and his style. But I think it's kind of Brian Ferry smooth. And yeah, I love it. Love is the meaning, all in it together now. And love is the meaning.
Okay, Dry Goods is the album, the debut from Paul Noonan and Doughty together as Houseplants. Now, let's go back to some that you have, Stephen. Two Irish ones, yeah?
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to echo what Kate said there about Houseplants, because they were one of the only bands I saw as well. And I suppose seeing a band for the first time in the food court at Trebolgan is probably not ideal. But I saw them at It Takes a Village in Cork, and it was absolutely sensational. They're... A new Irish band should not allowed to be that good live.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they have Sinead White and some other quality musicians backing them up, you know, it's just unbelievable. And they do an amazing cover of LCD Sound System as well. I mean, they're not trying to be, they're not pretending that they're not trying to be LCD Sound System as well. So I think that really helps. Something which is a lot more depressing, I'm afraid to say, that I'm going to talk about is Kojak's Town's Dead.
Yeah.
Probably the most prophetic album title of 2021, because it's set on New Year's Eve, and Town will no doubt be absolutely dead this New Year's Eve. It's loosely a concept album about him and his friends kind of fight about whether they'll go to town on the lash for New Year's Eve or try and find a house party. And meanwhile, Kojak is getting the brush off from a girl who he's not quite sure if they're seeing somebody else or not. And it all kind of descends then into a kind of drug-fueled paranoia as they decide what they're going to do.
Fair enough. Okay, and if you're watching Finding a Wheel last night, you would have seen Aidan Gillen pick this as well. Kojak, what do you call it? Town's Dead. Now, let me see another one. This time, Villagers for you, Stephen, yeah?
Yeah, Villagers. I mean, Mr. Consistent does it again.
That's good.
What more can we say about Conor O'Brien at this stage? I mean, he's just phenomenal. For my money, nobody in Ireland can touch him in terms of consistency. He churns out 4 or 5 star albums every 2 years. And I think we almost take it for granted at this stage that he's just there and he's amazing. And we don't really appreciate how good he is.
Yeah, funny you should say all that, because I must say I've listened to the album and I'm going, okay, I'm not totally getting it at all.
Well, it's all right, Dave. I mean, whatever, it's Christmas.
Come on yourself, Stephen. All right, here, I'll play it, The First Day. Wait a minute, which one are we looking at here? Are we looking at Paul Weller? Oh, sorry, I'm not talking about Villagers. I'm getting completely confused. I'm reading all the text here. I think The Villagers album is fantastic. Look, Paul Weller's Fat Pop, best album since Stanley Rhodes, Shades of Blue, featuring his daughter Leah's brilliant track, Glad to be the proud owner of Fat Pop on limited edition vinyl. Sean Fletcher says in Ballina Slow, yeah, I got it on vinyl too. That's the one I don't like. I think The Villagers album is fantastic. Here goes. You have to read and talk at the same time. He is. He hardly puts a foot wrong, actually. That's the reason. And he also spends, he had this album finished just before lockdown, and then he started doodling with it for about a year or so. And you know something? The doodling works. Okay, that's music from Villagers. Let's go back to you, Kate. Where are you going next?
I have to say, I was really shocked to say that about Villagers' album. No, I was not expecting that. And then obviously,
tell me about the Paul Weller. Do you agree with that text there? Has anybody heard it?
No, I don't. I don't like that Paul Weller album, I have to say, straight up.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It's really nice.
Yeah. It's too nice. Yeah. And it's like, I want a bit of edge. You know, like Josh McSorley's guitar playing on it is fantastic, as always. But I just want some edge, you know?
Yeah, when you bring your daughter in to start singing, you better do the right thing. Anyway, go on, let's move on. Yeah, where are you
all right,
going?
Well, David Keenan, what then? Okay, so I would also mention, like, I'm just going to mention, like, So Did Blonde, Jack Kerouac. There's so many that I couldn't fit into this. But I had to put in David Keenan's album because this is his second album. And I think David Keenan can often be like Marmite for people. I'm often surprised. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, just don't get it, or don't like him, not him as a person, obviously his sound. I love him. I've been a big fan of his for
years.
Didn't
he record this in a valley in county somewhere or other, or with a big river in front of him or something?
Oh, what, listen, I know that this is where some cynics go, oh Jesus, but you go away out of that.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
That's whatever. I mean, look what Bon Iver did with his great music, doing it in a shack up in sort of Iceland or whatever.
Exactly. You know? Well, actually, David escaped over to Paris during the first lockdown, and he was sort of having a crisis of who he is. Yeah. And, you know, because he has this real troubadour image, and it's, you know, some are kind of like, he genuinely sings and speaks like that. He's a really fascinating man to just have a conversation with. He's very considered in how he speaks. But he wrote most of this album in Paris, and then he absconded off to Sitges and was down the south of Spain, and then he came back and recorded it. And it's a different kind of production company, and it's a very, I think for me, an incredibly rounded album, and represents him at a much bigger standing of who I believe his musicality to be. That sounds like very big words, doesn't it? But in terms of, like, he's a poet, and, like, I think some people can be, you know, a bit put off by poetry within a sound, but I think he's trying to encapsulate an entire meaning, and his albums are body of works. It's not just singles. The singles don't work on their own.
The album's called What Then? This is What Then, cried Joseph.
What can I do you for? Let me take your order before you go any further. Make your mark and sign your name. What can I do you for? Let me take your order. Law and disorder on the border in the rear. What can I do you for? Give your man the order. Mark and sign your name.
What then, cried Joe Soap. We'll stay with you for a second, Katie. I mean, just favourite songs, other songs, what have you got?
Oh yeah, listen, I have a pop song that I've been dying to talk about. It's by DJ Craig Gorman and a radio collective called Radio Rain, and nobody knows much about it. It was released as a white white record at the start of this year. It is pure. If you are a person who ended up at teenage discos in the 90s, our DNA is it programmed to love this song. It's called Talk About, and I have a feeling, Dave, you won't like this song, but I absolutely love it, and I love that it's a young Irish producer, young Irish DJ, and it's gone huge. It's like 170 million views on TikTok. It's massive.
Yep, you're right. Now, okay, let's move on to you, Stephen. What was I going to say? Yeah, Japanese breakfast. What is this thing about Japanese breakfast? It's not doing it for me.
Ah, seriously, Dave. Come on now. I'm starting to get offended. You accused me of liking Paul Weller and now this.
Paul Weller. I love Paul Weller, except every so often. Not really. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, Jay Brecky, yeah, she's known to her fans. It's just this is her third album. It's an incredibly, I think, sleek and polished and joyful
affair. I agree with
you. Has, you know, massive regal orchestration going through it, and songs like Paprika, and then as massive radio friendly 80s tinge box like Beats Feet. American College Rock Stylings of Savage Go, but it's just got everything really, and she manages to weave it all together in a very consistent manner that doesn't feel jagged, and can't be that bad because she's got a few Grammy noms for it.
Okay, hold on. Okay, give us another song that you might like. That is Japanese Breakfast, by the way.
Another Jay Brecky song?
No, another song, like any other song from the year that you might like.
Oh, Wet Leg.
Yeah.
There's Lounge. Now surely you like this, Dave.
Well, I've heard it a couple of times. It's a bit of a laugh, I think, more than anything, you know.
Yeah, but you said there was no joy in fun and music. Okay, anymore. And here you go, gave it to you. Still not happy.
On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long.
Okay, that's Chaise Long, Wet Leg. Now tell me about Bobby Arlo.
Bobby Arlo, well, I mean, this is the dictionary definition of what the kids call a bop, Dave.
A bop.
I don't know if you're familiar with that word. It's, you know, just a pristine piece of radio-friendly pop. And this should definitely get nominated for a Song of the Year of Choice in a couple of weeks. And she followed up with a brilliant song called Fever Thoughts later in the year. And if she continues this way, we might actually have an actual pop star in our hands. Can you feel it?
Okay, we'll go for one more from you, Stephen. That's Bobby Arlo, by the way. Feel it. Kinsey.
Yeah, one of my favourite Irish acts. Absolutely love Kinsey. She's had an amazing year. One of the best EPs, Irish EPs of the year. And the song I've chosen here is Mr. Nice Guy, which is a song about bosses that have delusions of grandeur, who think that they're doing you a favour when actually they're making your life an absolute misery.
Yeah, she's got something good going, all right. Okay, Kate, you got your big favourite one in, DJ Craig Gorman and Rain Radio. We'll talk about what else is there in that list?
Oh, there has to be Fred again with the Blessed Madonna. It's called Maria, We've Lost Dancing. It's a song that was released earlier this year. The lyrics are captured. So Fred again, he sort of captured conversations with friends, like Baxter Jury is on his album. He even takes some one of Dermot Kennedy's tracks and turns it, he flips it, and he sort of takes the sentiment from what somebody's saying. And this track, The Blessed Madonna is talking, it's just a phone call conversation, and she's talking about, you know, what we've lost over the last year and 2 years, and we've lost dancing might be the simple part, but the whole sentiment of this track is glorious. And Irish acts like Tula McKay and Mango and Mathman, you're up for them too? Absolutely, completely. Tula McKay's N17 with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Like that was, you know, she played that on New Year's Eve last year. Yeah. And what a start, and what, you know, that brought her into the homes of many that maybe hadn't heard of Tula. And like, she's just phenomenal. Her star is absolutely rising. And this version of N17 was more, it sort of really got to the heart of missing home and missing connection with people. And I guess that's a lot of my songs I've picked are all kind of around the same theme. But I think it's absolutely brilliant. And Mango and Mathman's Heartbreaks and Promises was only released in October. And I thought it's the perfect kind of song to take us out of the summer and into the winter. And it covers, you know, it covers an old track, but it's reworked completely brilliantly by Mathman. And Mango, I love his energy when he's kind of spitting beats. I think he's absolutely fantastic. And that track for me is one of the songs of the year.
Tango and Mattman it is, and that's Heartbreaks and Promises. And I did mention Tullah McKay from a year ago.
And sometimes when I'm reminiscing, I see the prefabs and my old friends, and I know that they'll be changed or gone by the time I get home again. And I wish I was on the N17. Yes, I wish I was on the N17.
Dave Fanning, Weekends on 2FM.
All right, Stephen and Kate, let's just take a look. Stephen, I'll go back to you then, just for some, like, if you like, there's been stuff in the charts. What did you like or not like in the charts this year?
Me? Jesus, I'm allergic to the charts.
Are you really? You don't have anything you like? Yeah. It. Once it gets in, you don't like it, is that it?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm only messing. I mean, Olivia Rodrigo, obviously, is the big story of the year. Driver's License.
Yeah,
amazing song. Well,
the tickets for her gig this, in 2022. I mean, they sold out like in less than 5 seconds. Hold on a second. Yeah, so tell me, like, you like that? By the way, have you heard much else by her? I mean, she's had a couple of other singles too.
Yeah, her album's great.
Yeah,
it's the most streamed album of 2021.
Yeah,
and Driver's License was the most streamed song of 2021 as well. I mean, I know she's getting a lot of criticism for some plagiarism type stuff. She had to add on Taylor Swift and a few other people on the credits on the songs. But it's a really solid pop album. It's just good time. And love it.
And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so. Said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
And you've also gone for an oldie kind of one, but it's a newy one because of TikTok, haven't you?
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours kind of come back in a big way this year and was the most streamed album, though it's over 20 years old, in 2021. All thanks to a TikTok video of a guy skateboarding down a road, drinking some cranberry juice and just looked blissed out. And they put... they put a Fleetwood Mac song over it, and it's just it just snowballed into every football manager in the world now has their head put onto that guy. And if they win, you know, if Liverpool win, Klopp is on the skateboard going down the road drinking the stuff. It's just one of those wonderful things where the internet is just so silly, it just throws up these wonderful moments.
One last one from the charts for you, Stephen. A very interesting one, I find this one. The Taylor Swift thing. Is this the full 10 or 11 minute yoke, is it?
Well, geez, the entire album's about 2.5 hours long, I think.
Yeah.
Fair play to her. I mean, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned and all that. But I think the likes of David Bowie and that would be looking down saying fair play to you, you know, because lots of people have signed crappy labels or record labels or deals and stuff and have got screwed over the years. But she's taken a novel approach to it by redoing all of her albums one by one and then putting all the extra songs that were around from the time. I believe she was talked out of releasing the full version of this at the time and they pushed it down to 5 minutes, but now it's 10. And Jake Gyllenhaal's got a lot of grief now for scarves.
Yeah, just give the scarf back and shut up, Jake.
Yeah, and I think she's going to get the scarf thrown forever.
So what about you, Kate, and the charts?
Well, on the charts, well, I just, for the record, I can't stand that Olivia Rodriguez song.
Yeah, right.
It's just, I just don't get it. But I suppose we have to mention He Who Shall Not Be Mentioned, Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, from his album Shiver, and Shivers, actually, from his album Equals. The song is everywhere. Like, you can't get away from it. And actually, Bad Habits track, I have to admit that I kind of have caught myself singing along to it, much to my shock and horror.
Wait a minute,
at myself.
That doesn't mean you like it. Sure, like some of the ads you sing along to, you hate yourself for it. So,
I think I secretly might like Bad Habits, but it's okay. The only song, and I'm never going to admit that again.
Right, okay. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits and Shivers. What's Shivers?
Shivers is the other single that was taken from it, and it gives me shivers.
I thought it might be the name of the band.
No.
Right, hold on a second, Kate. We're going to have to stop scraping the barrel here. Seriously?
I know.
Okay, give us the
next
one.
We
give us something better.
I will definitely give you something better.
We're asking you about some stuff you like. Mother of God.
Well, I was not told that it was necessarily stuff you liked. It was stuff that was important for the year.
Oh,
and that was an important
right,
song for the year. Okay.
I get you.
Let's be clear. And going from being clear to being queer, Lil Nas X,
yeah.
Call Me By Your Name, Montero, like queer anthem, queer activism, queer art. This is absolutely sensational for the year. I loved it. I didn't love it when I first heard it. And I have to say, it's the whole, like when I listened to the lyrics and when I saw the absolutely sensational and controversial video, I was like, I'm hooked. I love what you're doing. You're ripping all the rules up and you are out there being an absolutely amazing and necessary queer artist. So
okay,
I love this track.
Here he is.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way.
Okay, Lil Nas X, you're telling me one of your choices, sorry, these aren't your choices, I keep forgetting, it's the big stuff in the charts, is Elton John and Dua Lipa, yeah?
Elton John and Dua Lipa, and I do actually love this Cold Heart. You know, you splice two Elton John tracks together, you put Dua Lipa's vocals with Elton John, and it works. It's a Pnau remix, the Aussie duo, and it absolutely works, and I think it's a lovely, lovely little
dance. So that's how you pronounce Pnau?
I don't know, I'm guessing.
I've no idea. Holy God and saints preserve us all. Can we move on to something else? Just give us one more that you like. I bet it's going to be something really bad like Boney M, is it?
It is going to be Boney M, Rasputin, the Majestic remix. Again from TikTok, there was a great viral sensation. And if you want to experience pure frivolous joy, go on to TikTok and watch all the Boney M, Rasputin TikToks. It's brilliant. I actually love Rasputin myself for cheesy pleasure. And I was DJing for a very limited time this year. And I was DJing to a whole new generation of people. And I swear, if I had just put on ABBA Gold or this track for the whole night, they would have been delighted. And this track is just huge, and you get so many amazing dance moves thrown on the dance floor. It's gorgeous.
Wanna be a real big deal like
that's better. I'd rather play that.
Yeah, it's better.
I agree.
All right, I'll play it then. Holy God.
Ah, come on, you have to wiggle your hips.
No, when I was on at 8 o'clock at night and Dusty Rhodes was on at 7 o'clock and I was kind of late a few times and I'd ring him from the, the traffic jam, the traffic lights, and say, listen, it's a minute to 8, Dusty, just put on a couple of songs and I could say hello. I could say hello at 8:15, you see, then say, hello, well, you've just heard, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. Dusty got fed up with me being late so often, so he started with that. I was never late again. I was never
brilliant.
Late again. Yeah, it was a way to teach me, all right. Anyway, seriously, my God almighty. Okay, you mentioned gigs. gigs like Houseplants. Anything else you might have seen or would have wanted to see? Or obviously you didn't see much this year, did you?
Well, I really didn't see much, and everything I saw was in Galway since I moved here. And I went to see Alva Reddy and Maria Kelly at the Roisin Dubh, and I have to say it was absolutely brilliant. Both artists, you know, it was Alva's gig, but both artists were absolutely sensational. And they joined each other on stage, and you know, getting to see the Roisin Dubh active as well, and to just enjoy that live music experience was something else. And I also was at Culture Night, and Anna Malarkey and Tracy Bruin were playing that night as well. And then Houseplants. I mean, I mentioned the Houseplants gig earlier, but I spent the entirety of that just dancing from beginning to end. And then I had a big, huge cry at the end when they played LCD Sound System. Like, I was bawling, crying, looking at them. I must have looked pretty weird, but it was such a joyful moment for me. It was gorgeous.
All right, so it was a good cry.
It was a good, it was a cathartic, real release.
Wasn't bad, boning. Okay, fair enough. By the way, Alva Reddy, if you missed Fanning at Whelan's last night, you can see her again on that programme next Thursday night. Now, let's go back to you, Stephen. What in those terms, I mean, gigs, pointless talking gigs, is it? But you must have some. What was the one you mentioned in the fish market or something the minute ago at Houseplants?
It Takes a Village.
Trebolgan.
Trebolgan, the food court as a stage. It's kind of strange. Like, there's a casino in the corner and stuff, and slot machines, and you're going, what's going on? Like, it's very strange. I don't know. I'm a bit discombobulated after hearing Rasputin now, to be honest with you.
Don't blame you.
Just give me a second. Flashbacks. I also went to Meet Me at the Castle in Galway, in Clare Galway Castle. Absolutely amazing setting. They had two stages, and it was like a little thing. We went to see a small gig, then a main stage gig, and back to the small stage, and that was really, really cool. They had people like Lisa Hannigan and Jape and Andy Irvine playing each other's songs and jamming away and doing stuff, and lots of collaborations going on. And it was just amazing.
Okay, and there's a couple of songs from you that I haven't mentioned yet. You picked New Dad as well, did you?
Yeah, New Dad, best new band in Ireland
100%.
Over the last couple of years.
100%.
They've just been absolutely amazing. It's so big, selling out shows in England. They've just announced shows in America. They've a new EP coming out in February called Banshee, and I've heard it. I got a sneaky listen this week, and it's better than the first one. They're just amazing. And they're going to be huge. And Shoegaze is coming back in a big way in the next 18 months or so. So I don't know whether that's going to make Dave happy or not.
It would make me very happy.
Yeah.
Early 90s, slow divey kind of thing. Okay, we're talking New Dad, I Don't Recognise You. What about Joy Crooks for you, Stephen?
Yeah, Joy Crooks had a great year too as well. Joy Crooks is half Irish, half Bangladeshi soul singer, I suppose you want to call her, R&B. She's part of that whole R&B explosion coming out in London at the moment. Her debut album, Skin, is absolutely amazing. And Feet Don't Fail Me Now is just an absolutely amazing, amazing blast of nostalgia.
Don't Fail Me Now from Joy Crooks. And one of that you want as well, Stephen, finally, is from the Judas and the Black Messiah soundtrack.
Yeah, another slice of nostalgia. I think I've just gone into this whole soul thing in the pandemic. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't really been into it beforehand. This kind of takes its cues from Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and it's from the soundtrack of Judas and the Black Messiah, which is a true story about the murder of Fred Hampton, who was the chairman of the Black Panther Party in Chicago in the 60s. And this track won Best Original Song at the Academy Awards this year.
Okay, her, H-E-R, that's a fight for you. What was I going to say? That's Stephen Byrne. Come on, Stephen, thank you very much indeed from Golden Plek. And just one finally, Kate, what's going out over Christmas your direction?
From me. Well, I was tasked by 2FM to make a sort of documentary mini-series, and it's called Legacies. And there's a different episode going out every night, the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th of December, 7 o'clock at night. The first one is with the Alternative, which, Dave, you thankfully are on, as well as Dan Hegarty and Jenny Houston. And I've got some gorgeous archive performances there from The Minutes. I love that band. And then the Pop Edition with Tara Kumar and Stephen Byrne. That is absolutely hilarious. It's brilliant. Crack if anyone wants to listen to the Pop Edition. There's a festivals episode, and I suppose that one's someone that's more comes from my heart completely. Tracy Clifford is presenting that, and it's just kind of a soundscape. I think people, when they listen to it, will feel like they were at a festival. And then the final one is the hip hop one, which is with Mo K, Rob Kelly, Mathman, Nilo, Ophelia. There's so many. There's even Zig and Zag in that episode.
All right, so that's after Christmas, 7 in the evening, 4 evenings.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
brilliant.
Exactly.
Listen, Kate, thanks a million. Kate Brennan and Harding, an editor with Golden Plek, Stephen Byrne. Thanks a million for joining us both today.
Happy Christmas.
And happy Christmas to you all.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.